Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Guppy and Copenhagen. My name's Owen and I'm with Abby.
Hi!
And I'm with Marius.
Glædelig bagpåske.
Bagpåske after back Easter?
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Okay. I was like, wow, that's the fucking most Danish thing we've ever heard. Happy back Easter.
Back Easter.
Wow.
This is Guppy and Copenhagen, podcast about life in Copenhagen and Denmark and Scandinavia and the world on a Friday, which means it's specifically about the news.
Mm-hmm.
We were on Easter break, but now we're back and all the niceties of that.
And that's the wrap up from everybody had a nice time.
That's Owen's it. Irish, Abby's American, and I'm a Dane.
Wow.
And the podcast
one week off
and
you are
I'm off the rails. Don't know what I'm saying. Where am I? Who am I?
What is this? What's going on?
Tell me, what is going on?
Well, through the prism of this Dane, I will tell you a story.
Through the prism of this Dane.
That is his autobiography.
Yeah.
I will tell you a story about the Navy.
Ah?
Yes. Navy news.
In the Navy.
So, a couple of episodes ago. Yes, Abby. Get your pillow.
There's
and
a pig. There's a pig. And it's in the city. And his name is Babe.
No. This pig is drowning.
Oh, no.
A couple of episodes back, I believe I gave the Danish Navy a bit of stick for saying they've upgraded some of their glorified fishing boats, basically.
Yes, that's, yeah.
Camouflage painted fishing boats.
Yeah.
But there has been some money funded to the military and our defense in general, and some of that went to the Navy, and some of the boats can now fire real grenades and rockets and
sure.
such.
Yeah.
The defense has posted a video. Defense ministry
uh-huh.
has, or maybe not the ministry. I think just the defense, the
okay.
Danish defense
yeah.
has posted a video on the social media X, formerly known as Twitter.
So it's the Danish army or Danish defense.
Yeah,
have a Twitter account.
They have a Twitter account,
and they've stuck a video up
where they show the intense minutes in the operation room where you could see two drones. Being shot down on the 9th of March.
Oh.
So this looks like a land party, if you remember those.
A land party?
Yeah, where you're, you know, connected a couple of computers.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
got headsets, oversized headsets.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys in one tiny little room.
Yeah.
That's literally the video. And that is just...
That's modern warfare.
Yeah. So it looks like that. And then there's some images of like a thing on a, like a black and white kind of... white thing on a screen, and then some kind of Sea Sparrow away, because that's apparently what their missiles are called.
Okay.
They're called Action Sea Sparrow, which I thought was a funny name. So some success for the Danish Navy. They shot down two drones.
Mm.
There was this video where people were just like cheering and fist pumping,
like the Danes.
Yeah, the Danes.
Okay.
And I find it a little okay. It's drones they've shot, so it's not like. Humans,
which is good,
but a little bit odd celebrating it, and or at least fine, you're celebrating it, but do we need to post it on Twitter?
I feel like,
but if I think the reason why is because they've gotten so much shit lately
from me
and others, the Danish Navy. They had to show some kind of success.
Yeah.
They had to celebrate something.
But fair. If this is a video purporting to show. The technological success of the Danish Navy
mm-hmm.
and their prowess and willpower in technology. And they post a video on X, a nearly dead text platform, in order to show how good at tech they are.
Mm.
I mean, they're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
There are way better platforms.
They should be on Twitch.
It does sound like it would have fit right in on Twitch, but like
it should just have been a live stream on Twitch, like real gamers.
I mean, if they were going to be cool, they would at least like if they wanted to post a video on a text platform, then it should at least be like
people
Threads. We're moving the Threads direction, people.
But people are putting like full movies on Twitter now.
Is what? It?
Yeah. I've seen like, you know, like movie rips, like where it's, or like cams, somebody's filmed the movie like, on a cam or whatever. Like it, like pirated film, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People are putting full movies on Twitter.
But you know what is Why? The thing is that the movies, it can be a full movie as long as the script does not contain more than 131 characters.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take a guess that they want more people to join the army, join the navy.
Maybe.
They're making
maybe.
It look cool.
But Twitter isn't very popular in cool? Denmark. Like, Twitter is not that big in Denmark, or X isn't, like...
I don't know. Maybe it is now,
but I feel I didn't know anybody on Twitter. Like, any of you on Twitter?
Nope.
I found out it was my Twitter anniversary the other day. I'm on there. I don't follow anyone. I don't ever go on it. Sometimes I
just
get
one
like,
lonely listener being like, is that why she never
But it like informed me that it was my like ex anniversary. And I was like, what? And as far as I am aware, and I'm only aware of like certain circles or whatever, but the conversation around X is that I know is that like it is a dying platform
and a cesspit,
people
right?
are leaving, like many people are leaving it, not or deactivating their accounts. And
didn't Instagram try to start one?
They started one called Threads, which I think it's going better than X because sometimes I do log into that one.
Okay, right.
Yesterday I posted something on there, actually. I posted a thing that I thought when nobody was awake for me to say it out loud to them. So I was like, is this what Threads is for?
That's what diaries are for, Abby.
My diary was closed for the day.
Ah, fair enough.
But I'll tell you what it was because now you're here. I posted, if I could harness the ingenuity that my children display pretending to wash their hands in a closed bathroom, I would be the greatest artist on earth. Four people liked it. Four people liked it.
Six now, Abby.
Thanks, Ellen.
Give you actual thumbs
up. Oh, two real thumbs up. This is great. This is great.
Worth four in the digital world.
I also did like, I did a gif of somebody like doing martial arts under the water. Like, and I just thought, like, you know, add a little pizzazz. Why not?
Why not?
If the technology's there, why not?
Threads, yeah.
Throw down some drones and post it on.
Was this in off Yemen?
The drones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure, okay.
It doesn't say this one. But it wasn't all happy days.
Oh, no?
On that same boat where they celebrated.
Yeah.
They had previously also had some... grenade launches malfunction.
Uh-huh.
I love malfunction.
Did I say malfunction?
Said malfunction, which feels good to me. That feels right.
Apparently they didn't shoot as far as they wanted. They exploded before they hit the target.
Aww.
And they couldn't, yeah, there was issues with they couldn't shoot.
Was there like a video on Expo of everybody like,
oh? No. Funny they didn't
show
that
one. Okay,
that.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a work in progress, the Danish Navy. Yeah.
Oh my god, shots fired from this guy. All right, what else? Give me more news. No, Abby, you've opened your mouth first.
Well, one thing that's like personally impacting me really greatly, like I don't know if you noticed
threads.
My different threads. Yeah. No. Wood burning stoves.
Love them, can't get enough.
Can't get enough. Hmm. Might be banned in Denmark.
What?
Nine.
No.
But that's actually true.
How's it meant to be cozy?
Well, they're like really cancer-causing, carcinogens.
What?
Like,
wood burning stoves?
Yeah, sure. It's like worse than smoking.
No.
Yeah, and also candles. Candles apparently like
Whoa.
Yeah,
a lot of this hygge stuff killing you.
Yeah, killing you.
Really?
It's killing you.
Blankets? Oh my god. Don't get started on blankets.
Hot cocoa?
Yeah.
Okay, but listen. Danes are holding off on this, even though it is clear that it would be good for health to stop because Danes just love them. And so literally they're not passing the legislation yet. They're holding off on the legislation because they know Danes are going to hate it. They're going to hate it. And I personally feel impacted by this because I use my father-in-law's summer house.
Wood burning stoves.
We're going to need to replace the stove there.
So it's those like beautiful old
any of them,
cast
or new ones,
or okay,
whatever, like any of the ones, wood burning stoves in a house, main feature of elevated Danish but interior like,
what,
design.
But what's the difference between a fireplace and a wood burning stove? Is there one?
No, but like what, I think it's just using fossil fuels and wood.
No.
What?
No.
Because well, no.
You can have a fireplace. I mean, a fireplace is probably the same, but wood burning stones like an industry, like the fireplace, big fireplace isn't.
Yeah. But like a wood burning, but like as in like a wood burning stove is what it says on the tin, right? It's a wood you burn wood in
it's
a
stove.
Small stove.
You burn wood
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's Owen. It. Okay.
So fireplaces are not the thing.
I mean, you can also burn wood in
but
there.
You also
yeah, but we're not talking about fossil fuels. We're talking about wood.
Fossil fuels? What are you talking about?
Coal.
No, fireplaces you can also burn wood in.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, somebody get this guy a dictionary.
I'm just saying, you're asking what's the difference. I'm saying, but we're specifically talking about
wood. You wouldn't put coal in either.
Yes, you would. In a fireplace. Coal, you don't put...
No.
What?
Really, is this a real conversation we're having? You don't put coal in a fireplace?
What are you, Santa Claus?
Coal is like a common product to burn in a fire.
You'd like on a grill outside.
No, in your home, in England and Ireland.
Never.
You buy a big bag of coal.
Never been
and you have the coal. Okay, I'm going to say something and there's going to be a bunch of people listening to this and they're going to nod their heads. Coal bucket. Everybody knows what I'm talking
people
about.
People are just nodding their heads.
Yeah. You have coal bunker. Have a bunker. I swear to God, you have a bunker of coal outside your house.
A bunker?
And you have a bucket. Wow. You go out and you fill the bucket. And it's dying down because fossil fuels aren't good.
So
and
bunker to bucket is what is
bunker
this
to bucket best? Industry. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're looking at me as if I'm an idiot. This isn't like a part of my day.
Have you ever seen this in Denmark? Wait, no, was this in your home?
Yes. In any home I've been to in Ireland and England with a fireplace.
Wow.
That's why I'm making the distinction between fire burning or wood burning, wood burning stoves, because that's a thing that like, that's the difference. You don't use fossil fuels in wood burning stoves. Mm. You use wood only. And they're better for the environment because they're carbon neutral.
Mm.
What's the benefit of using coal in the fireplace?
It's really warm and it burns well. It's very simplistic. There's nothing fancy about it. It's just like
so
it burns well.
Is it just the idea that like, these coal can just sit and sort of, last longer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Coal lasts. Yeah. Mary's come to my house. I'm going to make a little fire for you. But it turns into a red embers.
Yeah,
and embers, it just sits there warm for hours and hours. Yeah. It lasts way longer than wood.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know how much way long, but it lasts longer than wood.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I can't believe this. I'm not sure. In America, you never use coal?
We had, but people have fireplaces where I grew up, they had fireplaces with like fake fires in them. And then you like turned it on and it was like some kind of heat came out.
Sure,
of fake
logs. Yeah, but
we didn't really have
but
this.
But it's those fake fires.
You didn't use coal for that?
But those fake fires, they had
cannot
like a fake.
I believe we're still talking about this.
No, I'm okay. They had the fake fireplace, right? And in that picture, what was on the image?
Logs.
Lumps of coal.
No, there was logs.
Lumps of coal.
Lumps of coal. Wow.
Lumps or logs?
I mean, really, the main like storyline coal is in my life is the Santa one. Like, yeah, and also like I build a lot of fires like outside, like camp it like at the summer house we build outside fires, and then you know it makes coal or like whatever, but we don't. We start out with wood.
Makes coal.
I guess it doesn't make coal.
No.
What is that called? The coals.
Charcoal.
Yeah, but the coal, like the coals of the fire.
That's charcoal.
The embers.
Yeah, no, when they're burning. Yeah, that. But that's with the coals.
No.
It's called the coals. It's called the coals.
Ashes? Right.
Nope, coals. I
feel like we're all a bit dumb on this one. We're all equally dumb on this one.
Anyway, topic. It is like, it's fun and cute. I think that Danes generally are really like good at making rulings that are like, this is going to be good for the people. But this one, they're kind of dragging their feet on because they're like, but it's so hoogity.
Yeah. But it's meta-city we know that it's bad, but the Danes are going to punish us.
I think that's kind of nice.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I have two more stories. You want to hear them?
Yeah.
I know, that's three. Three for me today. Three. Okay, here they are. One is the Sports Association, Sports Association of Denmark, which I've never even heard of other places, but it's like the Danish sports associations achieved a record number of members last year. So for each sport, I guess you can join an association, like a club, like a hobby club.
Mm-hmm.
According to Denmark's Sports Confederation, DIF and DGI, between the two, they gained 85,261 new members in 2023, bringing the total number of members of those two institutions. So actually, like, there could be some crossover, but like as much as it could be as double, 2 million. Excuse me.
Are you getting emotional?
Don't cry. 2 million. 2,424,915.
Jesus.
That is more than a third of the population of the entire country.
Yeah.
Has so much free time, interest, and like leftover money to pay dues that they are joining sports clubs. Not enough to just like play a club, do a club, do a sport.
Mm.
They're like, listen, I want people to know.
I'm a member.
A third of the country. So I think it's probably like, I think it's unlikely that people are members of both of them. Some people are probably members of both of them. I feel like a safe estimate, because that's more than a third of the country. It's like at least a quarter of the country is, don't you think? Is a good guess.
Yeah, no, I think that. But like it is a very, it's such a Danish cultural thing, I think.
To be like a member of a club?
Yeah, be a member of this kind of hobby club sports.
Are you in one?
No.
So one of the two-thirds sitting right
here. Yeah.
Well, maybe this is your year.
What would...
81.
I have been fantasizing about it a bit. I might join
football? This is what Danes fantasize about.
I could go football. I thought about dance, going back to some kind of
dance. We want that for dance.
We will sport you on that.
Yes.
Big time.
Sport me on that.
Sport you.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I feel like we should do a live event that's like danciest. A dance hall kind of thing, like just like rent.
We've heard so much about your dancing past.
We went. And could you like lead us in like some like some organized dance? Could you be at the front and we all copy what you do and stuff?
Do a little diamond dance.
No,
that's where you stand in a diamond.
Yeah,
and then the tip of the diamond leads.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, okay.
We could absolutely do that.
I didn't know there was a thing. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
It's
yeah.
a thing.
All right.
We'll do the diamond dance.
If you cannot wait for that diamond dance led by Dancius, please write to us at copinginCopenhagen@gmail.com. Demand it. Please.
Demand
it. Actually, speaking of sports in Denmark, I was looking up, there's an Indian sport called kabaddi. Get out of here. You know what kabaddi is.
Yeah, yeah. I had a friend who was on the Danish national team.
Okay, this is brilliant. Okay, forget, I don't. If anybody else wants to email about it, please do. But I'll just ask you, Marius. Can you please get me information about where there'll be a match?
Oh, you want to play it?
No, I want to watch it. I want to go to a kabaddi
game. It is really cool to watch. My friend Pete, showed me videos of it. And because you like pick up the person to like get the ball, right? Like there's like a part of it where you pick up somebody.
Yeah, yeah, you like tackle
like
hard.
Wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Catch, meets
wrestling. I don't think there's a ball.
There's no
it's
ball?
Like catching and then wrestling. Yeah. But this is crazy. I only found this sport like 2 weeks ago and I've walked into a room and you both know it. I didn't know this thing existed until a couple of weeks ago.
We're cultured, Owen.
Oh, listen, we know what we're doing here.
Okay, side note, we're gonna follow up on kabaddi. Sure. I wanna find out about kabaddi Copenhagen or Denmark.
Okay, I got one more news. Do you want to hear it?
Let's hear one more news.
Okay,
more
Pusher news. Street on, I think, Monday. Monday is the day that you can go and you can tear it down.
Oh, yeah.
And you can bring home a piece of Pusher Street.
Yeah.
Get yourself a piece.
Get a brick.
But they're trying to figure out if they should rename it from Pusher Street. It's been Pusher Street, like, colloquially, I think, at least since the 70s.
Also on maps.
And now,
But
before it was on
maps. If you look up in,
like,
old physical maps, you could see Pusher Street.
Wow.
It said Pusher Street.
And so, of course, the issue is they're trying to rebrand the street as not a drug dealing. It's Pusher Street is the main street in Christiania, which is the free town of Copenhagen, where the drug trade has famously...
Cannabis.
Yes, but sometimes not, right? Mm. Isn't that, that has been the issue, is that it was, it's been weed and hash, and then sometimes other things have snuck in.
Sure,
and,
I'm sure you, if you ask, someone's going to find you something there.
Yeah, now there's some...
But they do have quite, like, Christiania does have rules against no hard drugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's not, nothing else is openly sold.
No.
Right.
No.
And nothing is supposed to be sold at all anymore. Mm. And they're trying to get the cannabis trade out of Christiania. They are redoing the street. And they want to, it is one proposal to rename it. Many people are who even support the like rejuvenation out with drug stuff thing of it. They don't want to rename Pusher Street. Lots of people are pushing back, pushering back.
They're pushing back.
But yeah, anyway, that's a conversation. I don't know what I think about it. I think it is kind of obvious that if you really want it to not be a drug thing, you change probably do have to change the name.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I get it. I get why they're attached to it, but you can't, like, you must.
If this is the goal, go for a new.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think? What would you rename Pusher Street?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I feel a bit the same. Like, you kind of have to rename it to
Dealer Alley.
Yeah, but what if it would be nice if they could pick something that has like a nod to Pusher Street, like Puller Street, or like, but something that's like benign, like something that's like aware of its, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Skubbegaden.
Skubbegaden, yeah.
That's good, yeah.
Pusher Street in Danish, but that's, but push in Danish is not a drug term. Mm. That's cute. I think that's cute.
Skubbegaden.
Yeah. But it does have to probably be in
Green Lane.
Green Lane, yeah.
It is
Green Town. Yeah, that's a little nod too.
Yeah, a little.
What about like
Den Grønne Gade?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It does sound good. Yeah. You're making it sound, you're making Danish sound good, and it's not that
good.
Yeah,
I mean, this
is, turn it down.
Don't be a fool, listener.
Anyway, if you have any suggestions, please write to us at copenhagen@gmail.com.
Marius.
We'll make sure Christiania gets them.
So a little add-on to that story now that the sale is stopping. Germany has just legalized cannabis.
Whoa.
So you can grow your own, you can smoke your own, you can
eat
your own, buy your own, within limits, but this has caused some concern in some Danish parties, because they fear that they're already quite a lot of Danes go down to the border of Germany to buy cheap beer, cheap soda, stuff like that. Now they fear people are going to go buy weed.
They fear it because they will.
Yeah.
This is a correct and founded fear. But also, it's crazy. We've talked about this before, but like, when are they going to legalize weed in this country?
This is the conversation when they started going heavy on Pusher Street last year. This is the conversation being like, all right, now we should legalize it, right? Now we should take action. If you're going to close down Pusher Street, let's take action.
Not happening.
But here's the thing. We're talking about Germany being like all those things, right? I'm guessing Germany's going to go down the American or Canadian route of like heavy taxation and heavy like rules on top of the sale, right? Growth and sale of weed.
Probably, yeah.
So like, it's not going to be like you go across the border in Jutland and there's going to be a bunch of like shanty stalls of guys selling weed and stuff like that. It'll probably
I think there are going to be shops just across
like
the border.
Like an official shop just set up.
With the like Danes are going to come and buy this shit.
Yeah, for sure. Mm, okay.
That's definitely going to happen.
Mm.
So that's the new Pusher Street.
Germany.
I wonder, do you feel like the border control people are like, oh God, here we go, because they're going to have to like, is it, it's illegal to have it then, I guess.
Is it illegal to have any amount of weed in Denmark?
No. That's the thing. They are considering a test of that it's legal to possess, but not to sell.
Yeah, like a certain amount is okay.
I mean, they're really doing Germany a big favor if they do that.
Yeah, like, that's just business for Germany. I mean,
like, that's just like, you don't even have to be
creative
about this.
You are losing money, Denmark. Come on.
You don't even have to like build a secret pocket in your shoe. You just like get to waltz back over the border.
Back and forth.
Jesus Christ. Good luck to you. Fucking, how many mobile.
Yeah, then they might as well just fucking do it themselves and take the tax money, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, it's silly.
Oh, Denmark.
Speaking of the things that I don't know if this is silly. I would love to get your point of view on this.
Silly or serious? The new topic of like little segment in CSE.
So tech giants like Facebook, Google, Snapchat have for a long time offered women to get their eggs frozen on the company's bill as like a perk, an employee perk. And that's now also become a thing here in Denmark, according to Facebook and Snapchat. And it's gotten some pushback from an Anja Pinball, who's a professor at the fertility clinic at the Rigshospital. And she's given a little bit of pushback. She's saying you shouldn't be naive towards why the companies are offering this. She says they often do it as like this kind of perk, and it could incentivize you to avoid maternity leave or keep the employees sort of working longer, basically, right? And she feels it's important that women or couples who choose to use this, they should know that it's not like
just like generous. It's also like it's in their best interest.
Yeah,
and what they want is to use up your fertile years. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what they want. That's the real idea behind it, right? And she suggests they should focus more on proper maternity or paternity leave solutions instead of this. She's not saying they shouldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just saying...
Be aware. Yeah.
This is the kind of measured, thoughtful pushback I love. what possible argument could you have against that? Like, yeah, no, that's really true. And some people want to have extend their fertility window.
Of course, yeah.
And great if those people want to get paid. Like if these companies, they're obviously doing this in order to like better their bottom line. It makes them look good, but also it like keeps people working longer when they would make a different choice maybe otherwise. But if they are truly and really, if their maternity policy is good, like their parental leave policy is good. And if they are truly like not abandoning people, if they are having a family while they work there and it's just an option that is on the table that yes, is to their benefit.
Yeah.
It will be also to the benefit of some families who are picking
that. Of
course,
absolutely, yeah.
Like explicitly. But like, yeah, it feels like it has... I mean, it's just like she's giving the best advice. Just like be aware.
But I would say. So you said Facebook. Who else did you say?
Snapchat.
All these ones,
Google,
right? Yeah. I would say read the fine print, because this sperm and these eggs, if there's probably some little thing in there being like, if you do not use them by X amount of days, they are our property.
Yeah.
And they will be grown into our AI system, and we will create our own hybrid humans.
No, but they are suggesting testing another thing that's like permanent childcare, where they're
what
for 18 years just take care of your children.
We jest, but seriously, read the fine print.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like it becomes a little bit Orwellian when it is Google who does something like it. I'm just a little bit like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Do you remember
god.
That time when like everybody was reposting the thing on Facebook that was like, I do not give Facebook permission to use all of my pictures or whatever, and they were like posting it as their status and like being like, I can just like see this going somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I do not give
Google permission
to harvest my embryos. And listen, it only works if you make it your Facebook status for a week.
Yeah. That's the only legal way to get around this. Yeah. That's so silly.
Do we have any other news?
No, but we need some hot tips.
Oh, I got some hot tips.
Hot tips out the wazoo. Go on, let's hear
them.
Well, one hot tip is on Sunday, April 7th, I will be at No Stress Bar with Jordan Thomas Gray, who is a very funny traveling comedian. I'm going to open for him. And he's a really nice guy and is funny, and I'm going to be funny, and it's going to be funny. And it's at No Stress Bar by Nørreport Station at 8 p.m. Let me make sure. 7 p.m. It's at 7 p.m. And please come. Please come to that. And then the other hot tip is a free one. The cherry blossoms are blooming at Bispebjerg Cemetery right now.
That's definitely worth a look.
During COVID, I mean, they're beautiful and people come from so far away and it's so nice. They have like a cherry blossom alley. And they, like during COVID, it was closed. Like they couldn't make the cherry blossom stop blooming and people weren't supposed to be close together. So they like roped off the air. Like it's just like, it's worth seeing.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And it's funny to remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my hot tips.
I've got one hot tip for you on Saturday, this Saturday, the 6th of April at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Improv Comedy Copenhagen, we're premiering a new happy hour show.
Ooh. Just
1 hour of good drinks offers and a high energy show with a bunch of fast-paced, fun, improvised games.
Ooh.
So come check that out. It's premiering this Saturday at 6 to 7 p.m. So if you're looking to go out and have a need a little warm-up thing before, then come by the ICC Theater.
Nice.
Thank you.
I got a hot tip.
Oh.
Become a patron. All right. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the chatty episode. Until then, stay.
Go.
Bing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.